T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
Jerk or Justified is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on the Breakfast Buzz.
Yeah, you guys are the jury, so you have to call up and decide. You have two choices. Either they're being jerks or they're justified. She is putting her coworkers on trial for being little thieves.
I'm getting thrown off by the word little. Are they, their coworkers, toddlers?
I don't know, little thieves. I don't know. It's just, okay. No, they're not toddlers.
Okay.
So I asked her if she wanted to present the case, show up to court and present the case herself, mm-hmm. or if she wanted me to present it for her. And she said, can you please, because I'm new in the building. So I go, okay, I will. All right. So here are the facts. She said, I buy snacks for myself and leave them in the common area refrigerator at work.
Mm.
Is it jerk or justified for other employees to help themselves to my snacks? I did not put my name on the snacks. Can't keep them at my desk because they have to be refrigerator.
Mm.
Sargento balanced brakes and the individually packed hummus with pretzels is what they're taking. So, all right. Those are the facts. That's the case. Now you decide, jerk or justified for her coworkers to take her snacks.
On the surface, you want to say it's a jerk move because
I know, but
I'm thinking your name wasn't on it. And who likes hummus anyway? I love hummus. That's like the last food you go to on earth. Like it's okay.
I've never tried it with pretzels though. I don't typically eat it with pretzels, but that's nice. You don't like hummus?
I like hummus, but it's not my first. It's not like I'm going through the fridge and there's the hummus.
Yeah,
I eat that first.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, I feel like I'm eating something healthy, a healthy snack. Yeah. Okay.
But I'm kind of thinking on the surface, I want to say jerk, but I think it's justified. Boom, take it.
Because she didn't put her name on it.
Didn't put her name on it. And it's in the common area in the fridge. Whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Fine. You register your vote. I'm going to put it down. Your tally is under justified, right?
Mm-hmm. Justified.
222-2899. You guys are calling in. I'm putting my tally under jerk because it doesn't matter if her name is on it or not. Today we are in the world of COVID. You can't touch anything unless you know for certain it is yours. Right? So I feel like you don't even have to put your name on it. It's okay because, and she said it's bulk too. She went to BJ's and bought the Sargento balanced brakes and individually packed hummus pretzels. So we should go put her name on every single one of those because you know it. Yeah, right? So I think it makes them a jerk because they know there's no community stuff anymore. The offices are wiping it clean, right? You said they took all the coffee mugs.
All the coffee mugs are gone. I know.
So there is, you can't have any community anything nowadays. So obviously it's a fellow coworkers.
222 Buzz. What do you say? Calls are coming in. You're on the Judgment Zone. You vote jerk or justified. 222-2899.
In the criminal justice system, judgment-based offenses are considered especially heinous. In Rochester, New York, the dedicated radio hosts who investigate these vicious crimes are members of an elite squad known as the Breakfast Buzz. These are their stories.
All right, you're deciding the case. You are the official jury right now. So is it a jerk or is it a justified thing to do? She's putting her coworkers on trial. She's new in the office, so she did not want to present the case herself. So she said, I should. Okay. If I buy snacks for myself, she writes, and leave them in the common area refrigerator at work, is it jerk or justified for other employees to help themselves to my snacks? I did not put my name on the snacks. Can't keep them at my desk because they have to be refrigerated. Big bulk BJ's, Sargento Balance breaks, and the individually packed hummus with pretzels is what they're taking.
She said she didn't put her name on it.
She did not.
Mm-hmm.
But I say, and at first you're going to think, well, then obviously her coworkers are justified. She didn't put her name on it.
Mm-hmm.
But today's day and age is a little bit different, right? She's buying bulk, so she's not going to really write her name on every single packet, right? Plus, you can't share anything nowadays. So, what do you mean, why? So we're in this thing called a pandemic.
Oh, it's a hoax. It's a hoax.
We don't share anything.
It's a hoax.
So nothing's community anything in the office. You can't share anything. You probably can't even share a pen. So when you see those coworkers, what I'm trying to say is the coworkers knew they were taking somebody else's food. So therefore, I'm marking myself down under jerk.
I'm marking myself under justified. No label. It's free reign. Anything that's in the fridge, got a label on it. Come on.
If Do you say check the fridge every morning to see if there's any freebies, quote unquote, for you?
Mm-mm. Nah, here? No, yeah. I'm kind of skeeved out by her fridge.
Oh, sure.
222 Buzz, what do you think? Jerk or justified? Come on. All right, hi to Buzz. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Sandy. It's Connie.
Hi, Connie.
Hi, Connie.
How are you?
Good.
I'm going to say jerk because what if she's diabetic or what if she has other food allergies that she can't have anything else and that person took what she brought in strictly for herself for her special reason?
Okay.
Yeah, they're killing their coworker. That is not very nice. And you said it's justified. Oh,
I did.
Gosh.
All right. Well, how do you vote? 222 Buzz. Thanks, Connie. 222-2899. I the Buzz. Jerk or justified?
No, they're justified unless she has to put them in a bag with her name on it, and then someone will touch it. So they're justified because, you know, even though we're not supposed to share, those are individually wrapped. They're sealed. So. Mm.
Yeah, but they know they didn't bring them into work. They know the boss didn't put them there to be nice for company morale because you can't do that. They know they're stealing someone else's food.
Well, if it's not marked, it's fair game.
It's fair game.
Oh, man.
Thank you. Hi, the Buzz. Is it jerk or justified?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Good. Frank from Batavia.
Frank.
What's up?
Scotty, one question I have for you before I vote.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And please answer with a yes or no and nothing else added. Okay. Did your parents bring you up to take things that don't belong to you?
Yes.
He's not lying.
Did your parents bring you up to lie?
Yes.
Yes. Scott
well,
lives by
what?
The rule of if it's free, it's for me.
Yeah, man.
You know, Scotty, just because she don't put her friggin' name on it does not mean that it's a free-for-all.
Okay.
These people are friggin' jerks.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha, Frank.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
I got
man.
You down.
He's great. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified?
Jerk.
Jerk.
Absolutely jerk.
Why?
Why? Because in a civilized society, you don't take things that aren't yours.
I'm sorry, sir. We're not living in a civilized society.
I know, right? 2020 is not civilized. Okay, so jerk is leading. Thank you so much.
Thank
jerk is leading right now.
Thank you.
Okay. Good morning. The Judgment Zone.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, what do you think? Where do you stand on this?
Well, no, this is a hard lesson for all of us to have learned, because I think we've all been here before. I have to say that her coworkers they're jerks for taking what's not theirs. However, I do want to make mention that I don't necessarily think that she should be bringing the entire bulk package to work and keeping it in the refrigerator, because if everybody did that, there wouldn't be enough room in there for any of the other miscellaneous things people are bringing in.
Mm-hmm. That is a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, she's not on trial. I don't think she's a jerk at all. I just think that perhaps maybe she should just consider bringing in the one or two that she needs for the day and doing it every day.
Mm-hmm. So, because when you see a giant pile of stuff in there, you think,
not nowadays. You don't. There's no way you're helping yourself to community anything nowadays.
It's true. But like I said, it's a hard lesson. I mean, I can speak from experience. There was one time I made a carrot cake. I made this beautiful carrot cake for a coworker's birthday. And it was just, I was so excited to present it to them. And I got it out of the refrigerator around lunchtime. And somebody had already cut into it and started eating it. And I said,
Hold on a second. That person was bold enough to take the first slice of a cake that's not theirs?
Yes. I mean, and the whole office was just up in arms. I mean, we had people call, like, they were going to call security to check the camera. I'm like, well, we don't need to go that far.
That's funny. And no one would fess up to it, right?
I still to this day don't know who did it, but nobody fessed up because everybody was probably terrified when they heard of the carrot cake thief. Like, oh my gosh, they're going to catch me. I'm going to lose my job.
Thank you.
So, yeah, thanks, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sounds like we got a verdict, Sandy. What do you think? I think it's a jerk move, too. Well, okay. You switch me. You're a jerk.
You're a jerk. The case, the testimony, the verdict. It's the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Your jerk or justified verdict is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.